And while the health care law remains in limbo, the just-passed Jobs Act awaits the president's signature. The bill allows the public to invest in startup companies and small businesses. That's created a lot of excitement in Silicon Valley and also a lot of concerns. As NPR's Steve Henn reports, some in the business community are worried there may be a new wave of financial fraud.
Clint Gordon Carroll and his buddy Alan Peacock had an idea. They figured they could build a quicker way for computer users to back up all their files and store them in the cloud. They built a prototype and came up with a name for their company, Space Monkey. The one thing they didn't have was the cash to transform this idea into a reality. And in Utah, where they live,
Investors just aren't used to the nature of high-tech startups and how those work.
Alan Peacock says there were some folks who were interested, but generally they were used to investing money in things like real estate or restaurants.
They want you to have revenue, and they want you to have profits, and they want you to show, you know, market traction. And with a technology startup, there's often this huge upfront development cost that you need to invest in before you can get to that point.
Peacock had a few friends who were willing to put money in with them, but right now federal rules require that anyone who invests in a startup before it goes public and files detailed financial statements has to be a so-called accredited investor. Basically, what that means is they have to be rich.
Yeah, for sure. That's the current system is set up so that you have to have a certain amount of money in order to invest in startups.
$1 million, excluding your house.
So for people who don't meet those minimum requirements, they're just out of the game.
Peacock says they had to turn most of their buddies away, and that left Space Monkey temporarily grounded.
There are great entrepreneurs with great technology and great product who are in Atlanta, Georgia, or who might be in, Wichita, Kansas.
Naval Ravikant is the CEO and co-founder of AngelList.
And we see some great companies coming to AngelList, actually, from remote locations.
AngelList is a social network for investors and entrepreneurs. Naval Ravikant says right now, most technology investments are made in Silicon Valley or Boston, Austin, or Seattle. Outside of these isolated technology hotspots, it can be hard to get a good idea off the ground. So one of the purposes of his site was to introduce people with good ideas to investors with money and some startup experience. The guys from Space Monkey joined AngelList late last year.
I don't think we would be in existence if it wasn't for AngelList.
Clint Gordon Carroll says through AngelList, they met a network of interested investors and raised almost $1 million in seed money in less than 2 months.
At the end of the day, you know, a central place where we could talk about what we're doing with potential investors made all the difference.
The Jobs Act that just passed Congress could make it much easier for startups like Space Monkey to raise money and for news sites like AngelList to get off the ground. The bill clears the way for companies to advertise that they're looking for investors, and it allows anyone to begin investing in these new privately held businesses. It also opens the door to new online crowdfunding sites, where lots of startups can strut their stuff and jockey for small investors' attention. Dozens of entrepreneurs like Sarah Hanks see a big opportunity in this space.
So I think we can expect to see the African princes inventing cold fusion any second now.
But Hanks is a securities lawyer.
Well, wherever there's money, there's going to be fraud. I think we have to stipulate that up front.
As the former general counsel for the Congressional Oversight Panel, charged with keeping an eye on the U.S. bank bailout, Sarah Hanks knows a thing or two about financial shenanigans. But this isn't stopping her from launching her own crowdfunding portal online. Unlike most of her potential future competitors, though, Hanks plans to hire securities lawyers to sift through the startups who want to raise money on her website and try to weed out the crooks. Still, none of these companies will be a sure thing.
Let's be clear about this. Most startups just don't get anywhere.
Which raises the question.
I mean, why would you invest in something that's probably going to fail?
Hanks says it can be fun. As long as you're investing money that you can actually afford to lose, then helping people take a crack at making their dreams come true can feel pretty good. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.